com.
You're cordially invited to the fine community of Ranchester on July 4th for their Independence Day celebration at Town Hall Park and Event Hall. There'll be food, drink, and family fun throughout the afternoon. The Wyoming Wife Carrying Championship starts at 3. Then enjoy music by Cruisin' from 4 to 6 and the two tracks from 6:30 to 8:30. And last but not least, stick around for the fireworks show at dusk. No personal fireworks, please. See you July 4th in Ranchester.
Think you've got serious bass skills? Then prove it. Connect Home Center and Century 21 BHJ Realty present Fish Your Bass Off on SheridanMedia.com. Snap and upload your best fishing photo for a shot at $600 in prizes. That's right. Fish all summer and show us your catches. Enter now on the contest page at SheridanMedia.com. So grab your gear, hit the water, and fish your bass off.
This public service message is presented by BHJ Property Management at 101 South Main.
Are you the kind of person who loves a good puzzle, keeping things running like clockwork, and thrives in the middle of the action? The Hub on Smith is looking for a transportation specialist, aka dispatcher extraordinaire, to help keep our wheels rolling and our community connected. You'll be the friendly voice on the phone. You'll coordinate rides with heart and precision. Communicate with our awesome team of drivers. Be a hero behind the scenes. Cape optional. Apply today. www.thehubonsmith.org.
This is Public Pulse, your information and conversation program, brought to you by First Federal Bank and Trust. You can voice your opinion by calling 672-KROE. That's 672-5763. Now, your host for Public Pulse, Floyd Whiting.
Wednesday, July 2nd. From Wyoming's Emerald City, I'm Floyd Whiting, and this is Public Pulse. This morning, I'm joined by WYO Rodeo Board of Directors members, Dr. Sarah Schreiber. Did I get that correct?
Yep.
Schreiber. Casey Terrell, Vice President Jess Sams, and President Hayden Heafy. Good morning, and welcome to the show.
Morning. Good morning, Floyd.
All right, we're going to dive right in. I don't have a lot of time with the doctor, so Dr. Schreiber, how long have you been caring for the rodeo animals up there?
I moved to Sheridan in the year 2000 and went up and worked the rodeo with Lance that first year. So pretty much almost 25 years. There's been a couple years that I was unable to be there because I had small children. But yeah, 25 years I've been up there.
Wow. They must like you, huh?
They tolerate me. I'm the only one that'll put up with them.
Now, so been involved with the WYO Rodeo itself for 25 years. How long have you been caring for animals in general?
I graduated from vet school in 2000.
Oh, moved so to Sheridan, the whole thing?
And yep, this has been my life since vet school, is Sheridan, Wyoming.
Wow, a very unique career.
Yeah very That's, unique.
You're very unique. Do you have a staff that you like to keep close to you when you take care of these animals?
Yes, I do. And I usually have the same veterinarians working the rodeo with me every year. Unfortunately, this year I'm going to have two that are unable to because of either a health issue or they're too busy. So I've actually been able to pull in two veterinarians, new ones this year. And then one of the ladies that works for me is going to be up there again. I have at least two veterinarians on the grounds during the entire performances, and then we have a veterinary team that helps these veterinarians if there's an animal that we need to work on.
That's fascinating. You know, when it comes to, as we said, unique careers, this has got to be something that you could put on a resume for that no one else can really do.
It is. It's an unusual thing to be able to do. It takes really good people to work with you on this, and I'm fortunate to be with these guys. Because we actually practice for if there is an emergency where a large animal's down in the arena, we do practice runs. We've ordered special equipment. We've had some of the tractor dealers in town actually step up and help us with equipment that works well with our sleds and stuff.
Wow. That's fascinating.
It's kind of crazy to always try and prepare for something that you hope never happens, but that's my job.
Absolutely. Now, animal safety is always a really hot topic when people bring up rodeo. What steps does the WYO Rodeo take to ensure the well-being of its animals?
I always try and say it's like a pro football game. We have veterinarians on staff. We're very picky about our ground. We even get professionals to come in and help us so the ground is safer for all the animals. We always have a team standing by. And if an animal is injured, you'll see us in the arena almost immediately. They will bring have us come in.
I mean, I maybe a lot of people don't understand how well taken care of many of these animals truly are, not just in the arena itself, but on the outside.
Yes, the rough stock, it's especially those animals are worth so much money anymore. They are, we have a horse that comes to Sheridan. He was the bucking horse of the year, who has actually had stifle surgery up in Billings. And typically you don't do a stifle surgery even on a very good rope horse, or that's a major, major surgery. So these horses are getting better care than, well, definitely my horses, but your typical horses around here and in other sports.
Now, what's one misconception that the public might actually have about animals in pro rodeo?
A couple of them. The first one is the flank strap. People actually think that it's hurting their genitals. It doesn't even go around their genitals, and it's a very soft, fleecy piece of fabric that's on those horses. And from what I understand, the reason we use it is it makes, when they buck, it actually makes them kick out, so it's a nicer buck.
So it's like,
am I correct there, guys?
Similar. They're just trying to get it off of them.
Yeah.
And they'll just kick. And every time they jump and kick, it actually loosens up. So the more they jump and kick, it loosens up.
And so they kind of pick up on that and decide, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and do this. Puts on a good show.
Absolutely.
It looks fantastic. It's great for pictures, I'll tell you that. Now, can you walk us through the role of the wranglers during Rodeo Week? Because you're also, in charge of that department.
I'm not in charge. I would call myself the liaison, maybe, between the wranglers and the rodeo board. That is a wonderful group of young ladies that volunteer all year. And they practice once a month all through the winter. And then as we get closer, once a week, and right now we're practicing twice a week, they have their own board of directors, and those girls run a wonderful show. Each girl carries a sponsor flag. So their job is to present that sponsor flag in the rodeo. We actually got too large, where it was too dangerous to have all 45 flags in the arena at one time. So we've actually divided the team down to 25 people, and we'll present flags four times this year, and only sponsor flags will each go into the arena twice.
Okay.
So the girls will each carry a second flag.
For those who haven't seen it, there are breaks during the rodeo when the girls come in, kind of ride around the arena, correct?
Yes.
Yep. All right. Now, how big are these flags?
They're probably, I would say, 4x6.
4x6.
They're 4x6, and they're heavy.
Yeah.
And those girls are strong. And it's crazy to think. I know when we all ride, even when you're roping, you can always grab down and grab that other rein and use two hands to rein your horse if there's a problem. These flag girls are holding a heavy flag. They're literally riding that horse, which is normal with one hand, but if anything happens, they've got to rough it out with one hand.
Yeah.
So they're strong. They work really hard, and those horses have to be really special to do that, because that's a lot of action for those horses that just come out of a pasture to show up to do this.
Yeah, and a lot of people who haven't ridden with a flag or anything like that to present, the drag on these things as you're riding around it is much more than you think it is, especially when you've got to do it 3-4 times.
I sometimes practice with them and have carried the flag for a little while, and I'm like, you guys, this gets old pretty fast. Here, take my flag.
Get a little bit of muscle failure about halfway through there. Now, what does it take to become a ranger? There's a lot of young ladies growing up, you know, they're watching this and they're like, man, I want to throw on that blue shirt. I want to get out there. What does it take?
So first of all, we want them to come and start riding with us in the winter. What's awesome in the winter is when we have these practices, we usually bring in a different trainer from the community, somebody skilled in reining or somebody skilled in training colts. They come in and they'll do almost a little clinic once a month when the wranglers practice. It's a great time for us to see the girls ride, to work with them, to get to learn if they're going to be able to, if their horse is, and to help them make a horse that they can do that with. And so that's our start. And then as we get farther into April, we start to pick a team. And then eventually we pick that team, and only that team is allowed to come to practices at that point. But we ask that the other girls help on the ground, still come and watch. We have to have somebody hand the flags to the girls. So those other people are the backup team, or I don't want to call them the B team, but they're the backup crew. And they're there to help learn and hopefully become a wrangler.
And that's a fantastic process to actually do that, because then you've learned everything from the ground up.
Yes.
And everybody in that saddle has, and I don't want to say paid their dues, but in a way, if needed, I can jump off the horse and fill that role.
Yes. It's, and we have ladies in their 70s carrying flags, and we have, I think our youngest, 14
to 70. Yeah. That's fantastic.
Crazy awesome group of women.
And it's a great representation.
Yes, it is.
Of everyone who, you know, all the young ladies who ride around here. Doc, if there was one thing you would really like folks to know about the care of the animals or the wranglers, what would that be?
I want everybody to know that the Wranglers is a truly volunteer group, and it's an amazing group of girls that works year round. That's something I think I want everybody to know. The animals, that's why we're there. We're there to make sure that those animals are safe, taken care of, and if there is an injury, they're treated in the best way possible. And that's why I love rodeo, is because it is a sport with animals that we work really hard to make those animals safe, healthy, and have a good life.
Yeah, and it's respect and care.
Yeah, it's respect for them.
Yeah, it's, agriculture community.
Yep.
Who knows how to take care of their animals.
And some of those events that are a little more difficult to watch are actually the events that they're still using in the ranch world daily.
Yeah.
And those are it, and I see it when I'm out in the field. Yeah. It has to be used.
And I think that's one thing that a lot of people who don't know about rodeo, everything that kind of happens in the rodeo comes from ranch work.
Yes.
It just started with a bunch of cowboys gathering around who decided, well, let's see who's the best at this. Let's see how long you can hang on. I'm going to switch gears on you. Casey, you actually are in charge of volunteers, aren't you?
Yes, sir. That's true.
Now, how many volunteers does it take to pull off an event the size of the Wyo Rodeo?
It's a good question, Floyd. When we talk about volunteers, we cast a pretty wide net as far as what that description entails. Not only does it include sort of more formal incorporated groups like the Wranglers or the Gold Buckle Club, for example, but also folks who show up and maybe help for one day during rodeo. Looking at it, my best guess would be somewhere between 125 and 150 on any given year throughout the course of the week.
Wow, the logistics behind that. What is that like?
Well, we're very fortunate that people love the Wild Rodeo, and so a lot of those folks are self-managed and want to be involved year after year. So it's nice to sort of have folks in the hopper compared to going out and seeking them every year. But that being said, we're always open to more volunteers, and we're trying to always hone in our processes on making it easier for folks to get involved. This year, we're actually using an online sign-up platform, so if folks are interested in volunteering, they can go to our website and submit an interest form, and then we'll email them the sign-up sheet so they can pick out, you know, what shift works for them, what type of volunteering they're interested in doing, and find kind of their volunteer home.
Is there like a set number that you can't really go over, or are you like, come one, come all?
Come one, come all. That's the great thing about the Sheridan Wild Rodeo, is there's a spot for everybody. The more volunteers we have, the better we can make it. We sort of need a minimum amount to cover our bases and put on the thing, but luckily, because the rodeo is so beloved, we don't have a hard time filling those spots. And I just kind of view it as the more folks get involved, the more opportunities we have to help folks find their seats, for example, or make sure the grounds are clean, and just really put Sheridan's best foot forward.
Absolutely. And it's fantastic knowing that it's volunteers that are doing that, because those are residents. Those are Sheridan residents anyway. And so this is really Sheridan putting its best foot forward.
Absolutely. And one aspect of that I would highlight is we have a lot of involvement from community organizations and also high school sports teams.
Oh, wow.
They help us by cleaning the grandstands, setting up Gold Buckle Club, that sort of thing. So it's pretty neat that not only is it residents, but it's residents that span the age spectrum, and especially youth folks who want to get involved, which isn't something you always see nowadays.
Yeah. You said that there's an online application. We're what? About a week out, right? Maybe.
Week today.
Yep.
If you're counting.
Wow, that's fantastic, man. It's just, it feels like the summer's going by so fast.
I agree.
Is there time for folks to jump on there and volunteer some more? Have you kind of got your crew set up?
there's always time for folks to volunteer. You could write me the day of, and we would find a spot for you. If you have a heart to volunteer for the rodeo, I will make that happen for you. We so much appreciate all the folks that are willing to get involved, and it's never too late. Fill out the form. Like I said, it's very minimal. We're just asking for your name and your email address, and if there's something in particular that you're interested in helping with regarding the rodeo. But that's it. And get a hold of us, and we'll make it happen. The other thing I would say is that's kind of the formal route that we have set up, but one thing that's great about our board is that they're out and involved in the community, and if you see one of us and would rather just let us know that way that you're interested in getting involved, just say so, and they'll get me your contact information, and I'll reach out.
That's fantastic. Now, when it comes to people who've been doing this for a really long time, do you know if kind of your longest lasting volunteer?
I wouldn't say we've identified that yet. That's something that we're actually working on sort of formalizing, is keeping better records of this so that we can recognize people for the amount of service that they've put into the Wild Rodeo. I mean, some of the folks sitting at this table would be great examples of that. We're talking 40, 50 years, folks being involved with the rodeo in one way or another.
Gets in your skin, doesn't it?
It does. It's there's sort of a, there's something special about it that you don't see a lot of other places.
Now, you also kind of the one who oversees the scholarships, correct?
That is correct, yep.
Would you do me a favor? Tell me a little bit about the scholarship program, who it's for, and how it really connects to the Wild Rodeo's mission.
Absolutely. So the Sharon Wild Rodeo, at its heart, is its mission is to help improve the community. It's a rodeo put on for the community and to support our youth. And so in furtherance of that mission, we do a scholarship every year. It's three $1,000 scholarships for Sheridan County high school seniors that they can use at technical schools or universities. And that's just a small way of us giving back to the community that really helps put on this rodeo that we love. And one neat thing about it is if you apply for that scholarship as a youth and you have in some way volunteered with the Sheridan Wild Rodeo, whether it's through a sports team or just showing up and wanting to help out, we note that on your application, and it actually sort of boosts your application, gives you better odds. So it's a nice symbiotic relationship of recognizing volunteerism but also supporting our youth and their future.
Being involved in the Sheridan Wild Rodeo at whatever level, I mean, that is truly involvement within the community. Right.
It is. It's hard to think of another event that's quite as tied into every other aspect of the community. You know, it's funny, not always, folks don't always know that I'm on the board and I'll just be out in the community and hear people talking about the rodeo. I'm not a native Sheridanian. I don't know. I'm not from Sheridan.
We'll work that out later.
Yeah. I grew up in Pinedale, and before I moved up here, the Sheridan Wild Rodeo was one of the things that I had heard about Sheridan before I even moved up here. So its reputation really precedes it. And so it's nice that it's sort of a crown jewel that everybody contributes to polishing for our community.
Absolutely. Now, when it comes to deadlines, when it comes to this scholarship, what are those?
So it's different every year. What we do is we work with high school guidance counselors in Sheridan County to include it in their scholarship packets every year. We also have it posted on our website, and there's a deadline for when to apply. So if you're a high school senior or going to be in a couple of years, keep an eye on that website. We'll put up the application deadline. And if you have any questions, you can always reach out. Our information's on there as well and say, hey, I just want to put this on my radar. What does it look like? And I imagine we'll set that deadline pretty shortly after rodeo, but our eyes kind of focused on that right now.
Oh, absolutely. You guys have got your plate full right now. I'd say, all right, on that, I do have to take a quick commercial break. We'll have more with our Sheridan Wild Rodeo Board. Right after this, you're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE at 103.9 FM, Sheridan.
At First Federal Bank and Trust, we believe leadership starts with heart. That's why we're proud to announce DJ Dearcorn as our new president and CEO-elect. DJ will take over from current CEO Kevin Bailey, who will be retiring in January. DJ's journey with us has been built on trust, character, and a deep commitment to the people we serve. As he steps into this new role, we look forward to the future, guided by a leader who's grown right here with us.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Community commitment, lifetime legacy. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Taylor, front of house manager at Fraggletons. You know, every day on Main Street brings new faces and familiar friends through our doors, and each one deserves something special. At Fraggletons, it's not just about the food, it's about the feeling. Our team is here to make sure every bite, every sip, and every moment feels just right. Whether you're celebrating a big day or just enjoying the little things, we'd love to be a part of it. It's not just about the food, it's about the feeling. Book your table now at Fraggletons.com.
This is Brad at PrimeRate Motors Super Trailer Store, here to tell you we are completely stocked up with all types of aluminum and steel livestock trailers. We carry the most proven, durable brands like Wilson, Merritt, Murhau, and GR. With over 30-plus in-stock models available, we are eager to make you a deal you cannot resist. All types of trade-ins are accepted and financing is available. That's PrimeRate Motors, 2305 Coffeen Avenue, and online at PrimeRateMotors.com.
Our local businesses are one of the reasons Sheridan is a thriving community and a tourist destination. Hi, this is Kim Hall with ERA Carroll Realty, inviting you to enter our Shop Local Sweepstakes for a chance to win $500 in Chamber Bucks, which is just like cash that you can spend with businesses located in Sheridan County.
Enter the Shop Local Sweepstakes every day through July 14th, presented by ERA Carroll Realty. They're about more than real estate. They're about family, friendship, and community. Good luck.
This public service message is presented by BHJ Property Management at 101 South Main.
The Food Group and YMCA have partnered for Neighborhood Pop-Up Camp every Wednesday from 4:30 to 5:30 in North Heights Park. Come play with the YMCA and the Food Group. Enjoy some fun treats, games, and get prizes. All you have to do is just show up and have fun. As always with the Food Group, these activities are open and free to all kids in Sheridan County.
Welcome back to Public Pulse. I'm your host, Floyd Whiting. The Sheridan Wild Rodeo is Wyoming's historic week-long showcase of professional rodeo, Western heritage, spanning competition and community celebration. It's overseen by a dedicated all-volunteer board of directors. Each one handles specific facets of this major event, from ticketing to animal welfare and security. It drives significant cowboy pride, and it is an economic boon for the Sheridan community. With me this morning are Wyo Rodeo Board of Director members, Vice President Jess Sams and President Hayden Heafy. The doctor and Casey had other commitments that they had to go fulfill. Gentlemen, first off, I do want to thank you so much. I know you guys are in your busy season. You're trying to get a lot done. Every minute counts, and I appreciate you spending the time with me this morning. Jess, when it comes to the Indian relay races, holy cow.
It's big.
People look forward to this every year.
I'm a little biased towards it, I guess, because I'm involved with it, but it is a huge crowd pleaser. I'd be willing to say it sells 40 to 50% of our tickets. It's
wow.
A huge event.
That's major.
Yeah, it's big.
Now, when it comes to that, can you explain the history and how it's kind of evolved?
So the Native American history, it's been around since 1931 when the Wild Rodeo started. The Native American culture, they've always been part of the rodeo. Back in 1997, Roger St. Clair had the idea of bringing Indian Relay to the Wild Rodeo. So he brought it here in 97 with the help of Sean Realbird, and it's kind of grew from there. I came on board in 2005 with it. This is my 20th year this year with Relay.
Wow.
And I believe when I came on, we were paying around $17,000. We're at $90,000 in prizes right now, cash and buckles.
That is incredible.
Yeah, it's 100% invite only. It's the world championship. Pull teams out of Canada, Washington, Oregon, Idaho, North Dakota, Montana, Wyoming, and South Dakota.
Now, and that is an evolution.
Yeah. That's an invite-only race now.
How did we get there? Was it just the popularity of it that really fed into this?
I give all the credit back to the board and our community. It was definitely a buy-in from the rodeo board because it was a new event. It's a non-PRCA-sanctioned event, so something we tagged on with the PRCA for our rodeo. So it had to, 100% buy-in from the board and then the community involvement. You know, we can't do it without the community. They're buying the seats and our wonderful sponsors.
And like I said, boy, those tickets sell out really, really fast.
Yeah,
those are tough to get. And as soon as they get up and are offered, boy, that opening day, Hayden, they go quick, don't they, sir?
They do. We're sold out right now for Friday and Saturday nights. We have been sold out for quite a while for those two nights. 100 and some odd tickets left for Thursday night, a few hundred tickets left for Wednesday night. So it's an in-demand event.
Absolutely. Now, when it comes to the Native American culture and communities around here, you said they've been involved with the Sheridan YO Rodeo since the very beginning. How does the rodeo collaborate with those Native American communities to really honor their heritage during this week?
So back, I don't know the exact dates, Hayden. So back in the early 40s, they actually, it was the Sheridan Wild Rodeo. They went to the Botstadt Stampede and then back to Sheridan Wild Rodeo. But it was called All American Native Days. It's a trademark name, but it was a huge...
All American Indian Days.
Yeah, it was a huge event that went on with the Wild Rodeo for years, and then it kind of went away. And then, like I said, we brought it back with the relay. Along with that, we have the powwow. We're not directly in charge of the powwow. We help put on the powwow, collect some sponsor stuff for them. But it's just a huge part because Native Americans are such wonderful horsemen.
Yeah.
Their culture and being horse people, probably better than we are. They, their connection with horses is phenomenal. And that they're professional athletes now.
Yeah.
These racers today are way different than it was even 10 years ago. They're professional.
And major competition.
Major. It's like, say, it's invite only now. Strictly, you know, I communicate with these guys year-round, watch them year-round, watch their videos, go to other races. And we're the world championships. We can bring in the best of the best.
Now, like you said, these athletes are competing year-round. A lot of people just think, oh, well, they come out, maybe practice for a week beforehand. These are pros.
Now, some of our, you know, the North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, they don't get run year-round, but they'll run 8 months. They'll run through September, October, and they'll get their horses back up. Majority of these guys all ride race horses. Most all these horses come off the track, so they'll start racing those horses in February.
Wow.
Into February, early March, they'll start racing them.
And they're really training to get this
done. Yes. It's a serious business now. You know, they're true professionals.
Now, from a security standpoint, you said you're no longer in charge of security.
No, sir.
But you could help me with those questions.
Yeah, the first 5-6 years I was on the board, I was the security guy. It takes an army. It's a lot. Give or take, just shy of 7,000 people as far as paid people come to our rodeo each night. And then give or take 300 to 400 contestants are there. So we're well over 7,000 people in that 45-acre lot.
Your
every
community,
night.
Yeah.
We got a great security company out of Gillette. He comes in. I believe they're running about 65 people now. They do the gold buckle security. It runs about 15 to 18 people in the gold buckle in the exhibit hall. And we're running about 45 to 50 people outside.
And so this is a private company that comes over and helps us out with this. And pretty much the board deals with their executive director, their representation.
Correct.
Now, what types of training are those team members given that you know of?
So Bill Case is the owner of Black Diamond Security. He's ex-law enforcement. I think he's second generation in the security company that he owns now. He's got a lot of people he brings with him that travel to a state fair, to multiple Cheyenne Frontier Days. They do a lot of big rodeos. And then he gets them hired here because, of course, it's just for a 5-6 day, maybe a 2-day commitment where they're available to work. And I don't know exactly what training he all gives them, but he works with them. That's all on his end.
Yeah. And you're happy with their performance.
Yeah, he's doing a great job.
Yeah.
Like, he'll show up this Sunday. He'll start setting up Sunday. Rodeo actually starts Monday. Our slack starts Monday night. So he'll start doing security Monday morning.
Now,
it's 24 hours.
Can you explain how you collaborate with local law enforcement as a board to help kind of keep everybody safe?
So we started, when I was in security, we started doing a big meeting. Of course, you invite the chief of police, the sheriff, whoever's available from the state patrol, EMS, Sheridan Fire Rescue. We have a big staff meeting at 2 o'clock on Monday, and everybody comes in. Jesse, I'm going to destroy his last name, Ludicosti.
Ludicouse. Yep.
There you go. He'll be there. We bring anybody, everybody that's involved with law enforcement, EMS, or fire is invited to that meeting, because it takes an army to put it on. We got a lot of people responsible for keep yeah. safe.
Now, what are some of the things that are discussed? You've got emergency management in there. You got law enforcement. You got EMS. Are we talking like pathways through the crowd, just in case anything happens?
We talk about worst case scenarios. Something happens. That everything from thunderstorms to power outages to the horrific accidents. How yeah. you staging areas? How to get people out safely?
Now, for those who may be concerned, EMS, emergency workers for the cowboys and the cowgirls out there in the arena, where are they staged at?
So that's an interesting dynamic. So we have EMS there. That's part of the PRCA contract. We have to have EMS on at all times. But Justin Sports Medicine is a PRCA partner of ours, wonderful group. They do everything except transport an athlete out of the arena. They 100%, they have a doctor on staff. Their trailer is basically a mobile emergency room. So they, EMS actually answers to the Justin Sports Medicine crew, and they're here. They're there for assistance and help. But short of transferring somebody to the hospital, Justin Sports Medicine will take care of it. But EMS is staged in the camera pit right in front of the grandstands. That's where they're staged during the performance.
And when it comes to the injuries that they specialize in, I mean, this is what they do.
Yeah. Justin Sports Medicine, they go to all the PRCA rodeos there. That's what they deal with is rodeo.
Now, when it comes to challenges that you have faced this year with logistics, organization, things like that, what challenges?
So Ryan White's our new security guy. I believe this is his third year.
Yes.
Third year. He's doing a wonderful job. I wish he could be here to answer more of those questions. I'm just kind of there to help him because I did security for 8 or 9 years prior. But I think every year just the challenges alone are just the volume of people, a very small area. It's just simple things like the heat. You know, we've had people pass out in the grandstand because it's so hot. It's just a lot of people in a small area. And then you put a, 100-degree heat in it and 7,000 people sitting side by side. But in general, we have a wonderful community. In general, we have no issues. People are here to have fun.
And, I've talked with law enforcement extensively regarding Rodeo Week and things like that and how it has shifted over the last few years. And they're guessing somewhere around 15 years to a decade. It's really gone to a very strong community, family-orientated event.
Absolutely.
Where, the whole family goes out and has fun.
Yeah.
Obviously, how long have you been involved in the rodeo itself?
20 years.
20 years. Yep. So you got to see it back in the day when it was a little rough.
Yes.
Can you just give me a contrast to that?
As far as security goes, it's just like you say, people are more respect to the drinking and driving. People are getting rides. The drinking and driving's going down. You don't see near the fights. People are there, like I say, they're with their family. We have a wonderful community. Everybody loves the event. They wait for it all year. And people are just smarter about it now. And then as far as like the relay contestants, they're professional. They're mm-hmm. here. There's a lot of money at line, so they're here. Their families travel with them. This is a serious business now. So things have definitely changed for the better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
it's definitely good.
And I know, as a resident of Johnson County myself, I love being able to say, let's go to the rodeo. And you can pick up your kids and just head out there and have a great night.
Yeah, some for everybody. Like I said, carnival's going on. Of course, we have a great parade on Friday. There's something for everybody going on. The powwows, the street dances downtown, the concerts. There's a lot of stuff going on. This should bring back the golf tournament, the boot kickoff. There's just a lot of stuff for everybody to do.
And Hayden, this really is a celebration of who we are as a people, as a culture, the cowboys.
I sure think so. I mean, if you think about the history of Wyoming and Sheridan, think about the east of the Rockies, east of Casper, Sheridan, the Bighorns. This was the major thoroughfare back in the 1880s and 1890s to bring cattle from the southern Texas region up into the northern plains. I mean, it's so. All of agricultural cattle raising cowboy history and tradition literally poured up through Sheridan. You had the influence of the settlers, the Englishmen who brought horses, fine horses, and polo. You had the Indian tribes. I mean, in those days, we were still unsettled Indian country. They might have gotten things sorted out elsewhere in the United States, but not up on the Northern Plains.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Bozeman Trail from, you know, right up from Casper to Buffalo to Sheridan to the gold fields in Virginia City, Montana. You know, this we were a thoroughfare. So all of this culture, all of this heritage came through the Sheridan area, the Northeast Wyoming area.
And when the board sits and meets and you guys talk about this, I mean, I'm sure that that... I guess you could call it responsibility to keep that culture and that tradition alive. I mean, it's no small thing. I'm sure you guys discuss that.
We do, and I think I look at it two different ways. You have a in Sheridan people who have been born and raised in Wyoming. They have 50-plus years, 100-plus years of connection through their families with that historical culture. We're getting away from it a little bit now in terms of time, the timeline, okay? And then you have people who are newer to the community. Maybe they've moved here from Colorado. Maybe they've moved here from South Dakota, New York. The trick is how do you, I'll use the term acculturate them, make them aware of the culture. And so we have an educational component in putting on this event for Sheridan, in which we are presenting the historical ranching and cattle actions and behaviors that we have turned, you know, back in the 30s, the 20s, they turned it into a rodeo. I mean, the PK Ranch Rodeo, gathering of local cowboys getting together to show that they could ride bucking horses and rope cattle and those kind of things, showing off their cowboy skills. We're doing the same thing on a professional level today. And so I think part of what we're doing, I believe in my heart, is educating people to this historical part of American history.
Absolutely. I would agree with you 100% on that. On that, I do have to take a quick commercial break. We're going to have more with our Sheridan Wild Rodeo Board of Directors right after this. You're listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
At First Federal Bank and Trust, we believe leadership starts with heart. That's why we're proud to announce DJ Dearcorn as our new president and CEO-elect. DJ will take over from current CEO Kevin Bailey, who will be retiring in January. DJ's journey with us has been built on trust, character, and a deep commitment to the people we serve. As he steps into this new role, we look forward to the future, guided by a leader who's grown right here with us.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Community commitment. Lifetime legacy. Member FDIC.
Warmer weather means it's officially roofing season, and Branded 307 is getting to work. If your home was hit by the hail last year and you haven't had your roof inspected, now is the time. Most insurance companies only allow for 1 year from the date of loss to file a claim. After that, the cost could be out of your pocket. Whether you're looking to replace your shingles or want to upgrade to an impact-resistant metal roof, visit branded307.com or call for your inspection today. Branded 307, branding one home at a time.
This 4th of July weekend, save on every purchase at Moss Holders. Through this Saturday, every in-stock item, as well as all special orders, are being discounted. Recliners, mattresses, bar stools and desks, sofas, dining sets, rugs and lamps. Whatever you're looking for, it's on sale. While in-store, sign up for a chance to win great prizes like a brand new Weber grill or a $1,500 shopping spree. No purchase necessary. That's Moss Holders' store-wide 4th of July sale, going on now. Mossholders, furniture is our passion.
Fireworks are awesome. Falls Fireworks invites you to celebrate Independence Day with a bang. Open June 27th through July 6th from noon to 9 p.m. Open July 2nd through the 4th from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Just off Sheridan's North Main Street on Higbee Road in the Northern Lights Electric parking lot. Falls Fireworks has a huge selection of Roman candles, artillery shells, family packs, firecrackers, and novelties. Watch for and follow the signs off North Main to Falls Fireworks. Visa, MasterCard, and cash accepted.
Are you ready to take your lawn mowing to the next level? Hendo Service Center brings you Bad Boy mowers, built to last with the promise that you'll be mowing with an attitude. With a Bad Boy, you're not just making grass shorter. You're mowing with power, precision, and pride. Check out Hendo's Bad Boy lineup from commercial to residential mowers. Find the model that fits your yard. Hendo Service Center on Sheridan's Heartland Drive. Get your Bad Boy mower and teach that lawn a thing or two.
Good morning and welcome back to Public Pulse. Proudly brought to you by our friends out there at First Federal Bank and Trust. I'm Floyd Whiting. This morning I'm speaking with Wyo Rodeo Board of Directors Vice President Jess Sams and President Hayden Heafy. Now, we've talked about a lot of facets concerning the Wyo Rodeo. Let's talk about what's new. Jess, there's some exciting news in the relay world.
Absolutely. So this year we're going to run an exhibition women's relay race right before the men's race. I brought in three women's teams, a team out of Colville, Washington, a Northern Cheyenne team out of Helen Wolf's their name, out of Montana, and the Brew Crew team out of South Dakota. So we're going to run a women's Indian relay race. It'll be the first time for us ever. It's starting to gain a lot of popularity as the racing is just exploding right now. So we're going to try it this year and see what happens. I think it's going to be very exciting, and I think the crowd's going to absolutely love it.
I'm excited.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
You know, you got it. You got an exciting, really dangerous race already.
Absolutely.
And now we're going to tag some more teams on top of that. It's just more good racing.
And the three women's teams that we kind of went through and picked to be here, they're all very established. The Colville team, their jockey actually works at Emerald Downs and rides racehorses all the time. So, yeah, they're amazing athletes. It should be very exciting.
That's going to be one of those situations where, you know, I think it's going to work out fantastic, and I think we're going to see this over and over again.
I hope so.
You know, that's speculation on my part, but I'm really hoping
that we see the crowd enjoy it.
Now, when it comes to the Stock Stars Tour, Hayden, what is this?
Oh, Stock Stars Tour. So Dr. Schreiber talked at the start of your show this morning about the animals and the animal athletes. And part of what the Stock Stars Tour is an attempt to do is to showcase the animal athletes behind the chutes, if I can say that, in their stalls, in their pens, and to give the fans an opportunity to take a guided tour with the rodeo contractors and learn about those horses and those bulls from the day they're born until the time they get here. So rodeo back 100 years ago was about rounding up a bunch of wild broncs from the ranges of eastern Montana, and we'd run them through the bucking horse sale at Miles City and ride them. In the 80s, in the 70s and 80s, that whole thing changed, and the stock contractors started intentionally, genetically finding the athletes, the horses and bulls that wanted to buck. And so they have raised an animal that is predisposed to be an athlete in the arena rather than just kind of a wild, crazy horse, okay? But on the Stock Stars Tour, Wade Sankey and Matt Sharping tell the people on the tour everything about how they select their horses, how they raise them, how they feed them, how they transport them and then how to train them to perform on the field. You know, just like a football player, you have natural athletic abilities, but a coach trains you to hit the hole in the line or run out on the flat and catch the ball. And so these animals are trained to perform in the rodeo arena. the Stock Stars Tour is an opportunity for people to learn about that.
Because they're half the component out there.
Oh, yeah. They are the component. They it's like you don't have this event without. Cowboys don't have world championship scores in rodeo unless they have a world championship partner in their bucking horse or in their bull. It's just as simple as that.
And this gives us a chance to really meet the rock and stars of the rodeo world.
You get
world.
To meet the rock stars. And as I mentioned to you when we were off off air a minute ago, you're talking about 2,000-pound animals that can jump 4 feet in the air in the blink of an eye, twist and turn and be gone. You know, I don't think people appreciate what you're talking about. Until you go on the Stock Stars Tour and stand next to a modern-day saddle horse that is, what, Jess, 16 hands and 1,600 pounds.
16 hands.
And you're looking up at his back. You do not appreciate what that animal is until you do that.
Oh, goodness, the bravery that it takes to get
on him. The bravery it takes to get on him. So we're trying to promote the Stock Stars Tour and give more people an opportunity to learn about it, take advantage of it if they want to. So this year we packaged it up with a few of what we used to have for sponsor seats, essentially front row seats in the first five rows of the grandstand, so you're right next to the action. And then we've coupled it with a tour of the Bradford Museum.
Oh, wow.
A guided tour of the Bradford Museum. So Stock Star Tour now is learn about the animal athletes, have breakfast with cowboys, go to the Bradford Museum, have a guided tour there, not just a walk around. I mean, a docent speaking to you, showing you the grounds. Have lunch, come back to the rodeo, and have front row seats. And I can't think of a better family day than doing something like that, okay?
You really want to dip your toe into the culture. What a fantastic opportunity.
Yeah. So I talked about the culture. It's not just the rodeo. I mean, the culture of Sheridan is so stinking broad.
Yeah.
We recognize that we are a little slice, a little niche, okay? There's all those 501c3s that you mentioned, the museums, the art galleries, the mountain climbers, the bike racers. I mean, it is a very broad scope of folks.
We're an amazing place.
We appreciate that we get to be recognized by the people as a good event that's representative of a part of our culture. But there's a lot of it.
Are there tickets still available for that Stock Stars
yes,
tour?
Yes, there
oh,
are.
Oh, fantastic.
There are. And so I think it's a good opportunity for people, and maybe we don't advertise it well enough. So that's why I'm here talking about
it. Because I think that's a great opportunity.
I think folks need to know about it.
Now, when it comes to the Gold Buckle, I'm kind of running out of time on you.
Oh, we got you.
But just real fast, who are the Gold Buckle holders?
The Gold Buckle Club is a group of 250 individual sponsor supporters of the rodeo. There's no corporate membership. There's no business membership. These are individual memberships. Their membership dues, if you want to call it that, are partly devoted to the rodeo to support our added money for the cowboys and to support our capital improvements. For example, this year we have installed a brand new set of bucking chutes and bronc pens and bull pens at the fairgrounds at a considerable cost. It'll put a new face on the Sheridan Wild Rodeo in the city of Sheridan when that shows up on the Cowboy Channel. It's going to be awesome. And so that is thanks to the Gold Buckle Club. You know, they essentially funded those new chutes. Why did we do it? Animal safety, cowboy safety. You can't have chute gates falling off the hinges. You can't have pieces of metal flying around. You've got to have your facility safe. And so we hope it'll be good for another 50 years at the Sheridan Fairgrounds. So,
Hayden, you said there's
thanks
still
to the Gold Buckle Club.
All thanks to the Gold Buckle Club. And If you want to become a member of that, you can jump on the Sheridan YO Rodeo site, and it's got kind of a how-to on how to
absolutely
to do that.
Wonderful club. Started in 2005, and it's been so popular. Last I checked, I believe there's 158 people on the waiting list.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
I'm running out of time, Hayden. I want tickets, where do I need to go?
SheridanYORodeo.com. Do not go to the scam sites and the folks that say they have tickets for $239. Our tickets are all under $30. We have them at SheridanYOLRodeo.com. Click on tickets when you get there. Call the number. We've got people online at the ticket office. We still physically have a presence in the Sheridan YO Theater downtown. So, you know, community partnerships.
Absolutely.
Right there with the YO Theater.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for taking much time with me. It's been a great conversation. I learned a lot. And just when you think you know, boy, you learn even more about the Sheridan YO Rodeo. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. You've been listening to Public Pulse on 930 KROE and 103.9 FM. Sheridan.
At First Federal Bank and Trust, we believe leadership starts with heart. That's why we're proud to announce DJ Dearcorn as our new president and CEO-elect. DJ will take over from current CEO Kevin Bailey, who will be retiring in January. DJ's journey with us has been built on trust, character, and a deep commitment to the people we serve. As he steps into this new role, we look forward to the future, guided by a leader who's grown right here with us.
First Federal Bank and Trust. Community commitment. Lifetime legacy. Member FDIC.
The Sheridan Farmers Market is back for another great season at Whitney Commons Park. You'll find local produce, meat, eggs, coffee, baked goods, and outstanding locally handcrafted items this Thursday and every Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. through September 18th. See the best our hardworking local producers have to offer at the Sheridan Farmers Market, Thursday evenings in Whitney Commons Park. Sponsored in part by Sheridan Media. And remember, please leave your pets at home.
Dig into summer salads from Designing Dinner's Sagewood North Cafe. The avocado salad is an avocado served on fresh greens and filled with your choice of tarragon chicken, egg and green olive, or deviled ham salad. There's also the fresh strawberry spinach salad, a bed of spinach and strawberries with feta cheese, red onion, and homemade creamy lemon dill dressing, served with a lemonade muffin. Designing Dinner's Sagewood North Cafe, 615 Broadway in Sheridan. See their menus at designing-dinners.com or 672-2460.
Celebrate the 4th of July with family, friends, and your country neighbors with fireworks. Whiz Bang Fireworks is now open with a huge selection of fireworks. High 500 milligram display cakes, multi-shot reloading artillery shells from bottle rockets, Roman candles, missiles, fountains, cones, bigger and better assortment packs. Whiz Bang Fireworks will get your 4th of July off to a big bang. Whiz Bang Fireworks is now open daily, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. on North Main Street behind Pizza Hut. Please follow all local laws.
The Barney and Graham Sheridan Wild Rodeo Boot Kickoff is the official start to Wild Rodeo Week, happening Tuesday, July 8th at Whitney Commons Park. Can't make it in person? No problem. Watch it live on SheridanMedia.com. Courtesy of Sheridan Travel and Tourism. Festivities kick off at 5 p.m. with the always adorable stick horse races for kids up to age 8. Then get ready for the edge of your seat boot kicking competition for ages 9 and up. Space is limited to just 20 competitors per age group, and chamber bucks will be awarded. How far can those boots fly? Come find out in person or tune in to SheridanMedia.com so you don't miss a moment. It's all happening Tuesday, July 8th, Whitney Commons Park, 5 p.m. live stream brought to you by Sheridan Travel and Tourism and SheridanMedia.com. Let's get wild at the boot kickoff, your official Wild Rodeo boot kickoff party, proudly presented by Barney and Graham, LLC.